Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome, 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 welcome to everybody. You know, the group is just getting bigger, and I am so happy. This show has really been the best thing that I've done in a long time because I see where it is healing a lot of people, and including myself, I must tell you, including myself, because I've been through a rough thing that has taken a toll on my health, you know? So it's all about realizing and being aware of what is going on in your life and how you can connect the dots to what has happened and how you can make the best of what has happened. This show is for us to regain back our power, to love ourselves, to know that we are more than adequate, life makes us feel a lot of times that we're not adequate enough, but if we only knew the power that we had in us, the world, we will become mightful and strong again. And I am doing my part in helping myself and to all you guys. You know, you make me feel so good watching you log on every evening, tuning in to me every Saturday evening. I love it. And tonight we're going to talk about emotions. You know, emotions and how they affect our organs. I've done this show before and I've been getting a lot of requests to do it over again. That's why I'm doing it again. You know, because a lot of people, when you think you're the only one going through something, remember that you're never not the only one going through something. And you can learn from what you're going through so you can share your life, your story with somebody else so they feel like they're not alone. We're all here to share our journey. We go through our journey and we learn all kind of lessons from it. And we're here to share the love. You know, have you feel real emotional ordeal, something that knock you off your feet. And then after you go through it, you find yourself going through all kind of serious health problems. You know, you've never been through them before, but here they come. We're going to try, you know, and next week I'm going to talk in depth about emotions. But today we're going to talk about how they affect our body. And of course, I'm going to get a little deep into it. So tune in and call me and talk to me. Call me 646-595-3197. Would love to hear from you. 646-595-3197. You know, we're talking about emotions. You know, what are emotions? You know, everybody would say their feelings, right? You know, but different people define emotions in different ways. You know, some make a distinction between emotion and feeling, saying that a feeling is the response to the emotion. And that emotion includes the situation or the experience or the interpretation or your perception. And the response or feeling related to the experience of that particular situation. You know, emotion is like the manifestation of a thought and a feeling and an action all combined together. And they operate in every part of a person. And they affect many aspects of a person's life. And because of that, the person may feel many aspects of the emotion because it takes it affects every part of you. Some say emotions are the human being warning system, you know, as to what is really going on inside of them. You agree with me? Hey, Stephen, thank you for logging on. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here with me tonight. I give thanks. Hey, Ariel, all the avid listeners of the Soulful Healing Talk Show, thank you for being here tonight, guys. It's been a beautiful thing. I love seeing you guys. and all the newbies, a warm welcome to you guys. Warm. I see my topics are touching a lot of people, and a lot of people are logging on because they can relate. It resonates with them. And it's not only them, all over the world, everybody is relating to this, especially these days. You know, emotions are most reliable indicator of how things are going on in our lives. If you're happy, you know that things are okay. If you're worried, you know things need to be checked on. You know, emotions help keep us on the right track. And they do that by making us led more than the intellectual and the mental parts of us. You know, the thought, the perception, the reason, the memory. It gives us another indicator of what is going on. You know, so why bother with emotions? Because emotions control your thinking, your behavior, and your actions. Okay? Emotions affect your physical body as much as your body affects your feelings and your thinking. And people who ignore, dismiss or repress their emotions, you know, is, sad to say, setting up yourself for physical illness, you know. And no one feel like we have to be strong all the time, but you have to let your emotions, you have to acknowledge them and let them. Feel them and let them go, make peace with it and let it go. You know, negative emotions such as fear and anxiety and frustration and depression and, you know, negativity, it causes a release of chemicals in your body that are very different from the chemicals that are released in your body from positive emotions, such as happy, content, you're feeling love, you're feeling accepted. The negative emotions release a chemical in you, which is different from the good emotions chemicals. And our belief system is very underlying of much of our behavior. Our belief system, it gives us the emotions of a situation. Okay, well, if you believe that going to a club is bad, if you are married, I was having a discussion with a lady. Do you think, she think it is bad if you are married and you go out to the club with your girlfriend? Tell me what you think about that. Call me and tell. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I see nothing wrong with it at all. If you are married and you know your boundaries and you know you love your husband and you're not going to disrespect him, I think it's okay for you to go out and have a girl's night up. Not wrong with that, but this lady saw something wrong with it. Now, her belief system would, if she ever happened to go out to a club without her husband, and she said, you don't need to go to the clubs if you're married. So she wouldn't even go with her husband. It's a night out. That's all I say. You listen to some music, you watch people, you meet somebody, you laugh and talk, and you go home. You're with your girls. You're good to go. I see nothing wrong with it. But what you think? call me and let me know what you think, no? Let me know what you think. Okay, so our belief system is a system. In other words of what I'm saying, is the system that categorizes what we see and hear. And our belief system affects of how we behave in our daily life. Okay? There are many other elements that affect our life. Don't get me wrong. But our belief system is there right in front of everything. Other elements would include your past life, okay, and the core issues you came here to be with. Because I believe that we came into this life for resolution. But our belief systems in this life have a major effect in how we think and what we do. Okay? And our belief system affects our perception or how you interpret what you see, hear, and feel. Okay? Let's say, for example, I always use this example. Say your mother or father was angry. Okay? It's likely that you'll start to view that emotion, anger, as something bad or something that you had to fear. Or maybe you're intelligent and smart, but you've never been encouraged, you know, or even acknowledged for being smart. So you may grow up feeling that if people around you keep saying you're stupid, you don't have enough sense, you're a bag of rocks, you know, you're going to start to believe that you're stupid and you're not smart. Because we start taking on other people's truth. And we take their truth and it becomes our truth. Which is what is the big, big problem. Leave people with their truth. You know, as a child growing up, it's hard because you're supposed to trust the people you're with, you know. You know, beliefs affect every single person, you know. Except for instance, you know, men raised in conservative families might have the belief that women who work outside of the home is unacceptable. You cannot do that. You know, because they think that you're not as good as those who stay home and look after the family. Or you may be a lady who saw your father supporting the family, you know, and you believe that you don't have to work. And you start resenting your partner for those kind of things. Those are the issues that I talk about. When I say your belief affects how you live and it affects your emotions, trust me, I know it takes a lot of work to look at yourself, you know, and identifying the beliefs that are affecting your life negatively. It takes a lot of work. However, knowing your beliefs will give you a sound basis for emotional freedom in the future. Okay, I do believe that it is wise to deal with your belief system before dealing with the identification and release of emotion. Okay? The only person who can change what you feel is you. Yes, so maybe a new car, a new job, and these things can, you know, distract you from what you're feeling right now. But you have to be aware that none of these things, no other person, no other material wealth, no activity can remove or release or change your belief system. Only you. You know, you hear people always saying, when I find the right man, I'll be happy. When I get the right job, I'll be happy. You know? Yet we need to understand that we take our feelings with us wherever we go. So a new dress, a new house, a new job, none of these things can change how we feel. Our feelings remain with us until we release them. I want to play this song, Man in the Mirror, because that's what we need to do. We need to look at ourselves and check ourselves, and we're the only ones who can do that. So here we go.
I wanna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? God.
are the only ones that can change us, okay? And follow your emotions. When you feel good, that means you're in the right vibration, okay? And when something don't feel good, something needs to be changed, okay? So we're going to get into how physical effects of emotion, the physical effects of emotion. Emotions have a direct effect on how our bodies function. You have fear-based emotions. And as I said before, those fear-based emotions stimulate the release of some chemicals, while love-based emotions release a different set of chemicals. And if the fear-based emotions are long-term or chronic, that damage the chemical system, the immune system, and the endocrine system, and every other system in your body also. Okay, so think about it. And our immune system weakens also, and that's when many serious illnesses start to set in. And this relationship between emotions and your thinking and the body is what you call the mind, body, and soul connection. And, you know, let me just make a little thing clear. You really can't control your emotions. You can't change your emotions or control your emotions. But what you can do is learn how to be with your emotions. You know, living peacefully with them. You know, transmuting them, which means releasing them. You can manage them, but you can't control them. Okay, think of the people who go along day after day seeming to be all right. And all of a sudden, you see a big explosion from them happen. You never see this before? You know, you see something blow up for something that is nothing, is absolutely no reason to be small and trivial, no reason to behave like that, you know? If you look closer, you will find that this person is trying to repress something in them, you know? But it's leaking out somewhere. They're trying to hold it in, but it's leaking out. And the more anyone tries to control the emotion, the more they resist control. Okay? In America, in the northern, the western hemisphere, in America and Europe and all those places, they find when you release emotions, that is like a sign of weakness. So what we do, we feel uncomfortable with people who express their strong emotions. And you know why that is? I remember when I lost my husband and I was sad as hell. And, you know, everybody wants to tell you, be strong. It's because they don't know how to deal with you. They want you to come back to the person they knew. You know, so they wanted you to be strong and come back, but they don't know how to deal with the sadness. It is a sign of weakness to show emotion, but it is not nothing to be ashamed of. And it's nothing to be afraid of. Regardless of what that's shoved down our throats, it's nothing to be afraid of or ashamed of, emotions. We have to face the fact that we are born with them and we have to live with them. And how we learn to live with them is learning how to know them, as I said, be with them, and let them go. Okay? We repress our emotions so much. You know, when we have an experience that we find painful, we're either unable to cope with the pain or just afraid of it. And sometimes we act like it didn't happen at all, just to get on in life. But that is not the way. You must understand that buried feelings never die. Okay, eventually they pop up again somewhere. But we try to dismiss the emotions, and you know, and how we do that? By keeping ourselves busy. Whether it is by working more or working out more or drinking or eating more, you know. But what I find is happening more than usual these days is just to pretend whatever it was didn't happen. And when we do this, we do not feel the emotion. And this is what results in when you repress, you suppress it or you bury them, they start to manifest in your body. These feelings, they stay in our muscles, in our ligaments, in our stomach, in our midriff, in our auras, you know. These emotions, what happens to them is that they actually remain buried until we bring up that emotion and feel it. And when we feel it, that's when we start releasing it, you know. Wow, oh, it's gone already. You know, stop avoiding to feel your emotions. Stop ignoring your feelings. Stop pretending that something didn't happen. Okay, stop overeating. And especially when you're eating junk food and you just want to pig out. You know, eating foods loaded with sugar and fat. That's what you want. You know, you want to drink some liquor and drown out your problems. That really don't help you in any way. Okay? So look after yourself. Let's identify it. Let's identify what we came in here for in this life. Okay, many people find out about the core issues. That's what I wanted to talk about, core issues. You know, we come into this life with core issues to deal with. We have our own core issues. Where is my notes on that? Well, whatever. I'm not going to deep fight. We come into this lifetime with at least one core issue to resolve. And take my word for it. Different situations will continue to present themselves in different ways. But repeat patterns is what happens. It keep occurring until you've dealt with the core issues in your life. And a few examples of core issues can be that you are abandoned or you are victimized. You know, you could be demanding justice or just living spiritually more than materially. You know, more people find out about their core issues by learning to deal with their emotions. It is like a pathway, a very gentle pathway that leads you into a deeper knowing of your core issues. Okay? Emotional abuse is a core issue. Okay? And it is also a form of violence, just in case you thought it wasn't. You know, emotional abuse can really injure somebody, not because the physical presence of physical abuse is not seen. Emotional abuse is very terrible too. You know, you need to stop degrading people and stop having this control over people, because it's a control. Emotional abuse is a control issue. Okay, so let's get into this before giants fly on us. The interaction of emotions in the physical body. Okay, and I want to refer to some traditional Chinese medicine belief, and I believe them too, even though I'm not from China. Each organ has a corresponding emotion. An imbalance of this emotion can affect how the organ functions. For example, a prolonged anger, it can lead to an imbalance in the liver, because that is where you store anger, in the liver. And you'd find that you have some kind of liver disease, and you will find out if you're angry, you know your personality, and you see the correlation. At the same time, liver imbalance can produce symptoms of anger too. Okay? In discussing the emotional aspect of the disease process, it is very important to remember that it is normal, okay, to experience the full range of emotions. Okay, it is only when a particular emotion is being experienced over a long period of time or with an intensity that it becomes a source of imbalance, okay? So understanding how parts of the body connect to certain emotions can help us get in touch with neglected areas of our subconscious. And the great thing about that is the tapping into the root of the problem, okay, on an emotional level. And when you heal the emotions, you can heal that chronic illness. Okay? So here's what your attention spots could be telling you. Your neck. You're taking life-sustaining food and water through the neck. And at the same time, your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts are expressed outwardly through your voice. So stiffness, when you have stiffness in your neck, it can indicate some kind of resistance going on in your life, and usually to other ways of thinking. Okay, shoulders, this is where you carry the weight of your responsibilities, whether it's work or family or the payments, the car payments, the water bill payments, your house payments, it don't matter what it is. And your tense shoulders can also indicate some resistance to responsibilities that you feel you have to maintain, you know, because that's where the pressure is put on too. In your upper back, the area reverse side from the heart is where you can store repressed anger, resentment, guilt, or shame. All right? But I want to talk a little bit deeper into, you know, some other imbalance. Like your heart imbalance. If you have heart problems, you may be very emotional, since the heart is the seat of the spirit. And this imbalance is treated with acupuncture, okay, along the heart meridian. Acupuncture is very, very, very effective, guys. What it does, it allows the flow to happen, your energy to flow free. Okay? and worry. I have a lot of people around me who has become warriors for the new year. And a very common emotion in our, it is a very common thing that we all go through at some point in our lives or the other. But I want you to know that worry depletes the energy of the spleen. And this can cause a lot of digestive problems, and eventually it can lead to chronic fatigue. Okay, a weakened spleen cannot efficiently turn food into energy. And the lungs are unable to extract key from the air. Okay, so a person who worries too much carries the weight of the world on their shoulders. And this is how they actually feel. They actually feel like that. And this is because the weakening of the spleen. But next time you're tense, you know, consider laughing it off. Cultivate a good sense of humor. Okay? Or watch something funny or read something funny. Okay? Because in a recent study performed at the Linda University, found that even participating in a cheery laugh, even if you're faking it, reduces stress hormones. Okay? Which is good to know. Just fake it. Fake a laugh, and that works too. Work on your relaxation schedule. You know, is there at least half an hour you can do something for you that is relaxing? It don't matter what it is, a walk, meditation, listening to some soothing music, just relaxing. Okay? All of that. You can try lavender. If you feel tense, just put it on your temple. Or on your collarbone, just a drop of it. And then when the stress level becomes high, it sends off the smell to you. And that odor is very relaxing. I used to use it a lot. No, I use patchouli, but I used to use it. Another way to just relax yourself is to ground yourself. You know, and a quick way to ground yourself when you're getting anxiety building up in you is just take your house keys out of your bag and run your fingers along the keys. And I said that sensation that you get will give you some grounding, because your brain can't be in two places at one time. And the activity distracts you from the anxious feeling. And the mind will drift from racing crazy thoughts to the, you know, to the key or even an ice cube, something. And if you are scared of something, face it. Face it. Don't run from it. If you feel shy, go out and meet people. Okay? Stop worrying. When a warrior really wants, though, what a warrior really, really wants in their life is for somebody to promise them that everything is going to be okay. But, you know, that is not promised, because uncertainty is a part of life. You know, you have to face your fear, because it helps you to learn to live with risk and uncertainty. Nobody is promised anything. You know, even with sadness, someone who is suffering from a loss, whether it's from breakup of a relationship or the loss of a pet or death of a loved one, you know, there's nothing more devastating to us when we lose something or someone close. It hurts. our hearts and it leads us to that emptiness that is really difficult to fill. You know, it's something that everyone on the planet, me included, will have to deal with many times in our lives. So I thought I would talk about some of the ways, you know, I can make it a little bit easier, less painful, and with minimal suffering for us. And let me just say this. Grief is a natural, healthy emotion and is an important part of being human. And as unpleasant as it is to go through, it is important that we feel it and make our peace with it and let it go. And when I say letting it go, I'm not talking about letting go of the memories of your pet or the person you're no longer with or the loved one who passed away. Those memories are with you forever. They're not going anywhere. It is the grief that must be expressed so it can be let go. And remember that the severity of the grief cannot be seen on the outside. You can't take a blood test to see how much the grief is, or you can use a stethoscope to listen to how the grief is. The grief is measured by how it is felt by the individual on the inside. And everybody has a different grief tolerance. And the severity of loss is measured on how it's felt. Okay, so don't be judging anybody with their grief process. It's a lot of judgment out there. And these grief moments, they can affect the lungs. Sadness affects the lungs. Okay? The lungs are responsible for you taking in clean oxygen, rich air into the body. And breathing out air full of harmful carbon dioxide. So they are responsible for taking in new and letting go of the old, which is just how life is. That is the cycle of life. Therefore, our bodies, our abilities to accept and be open to new experience and let go of things that are painful to us, or find a way to perceive it in a way that it won't be painful to you. Okay, because when you go through all of these pains, your lungs can be greatly affected. Okay, the lungs govern the chi in our body. And chi is the energy that is needed for all the body's processes. It's like the gasoline to a car so it can function and go. And the stronger the lungs, the more chi they are able to make and take it in and distribute it efficiently to the other parts of the body. Because it is necessary to all the body's vital function, this chi. So the lungs are also associated with clear thinking and clear communication. Okay? And when your lungs are operating good, you have open, you know, you're open to new ideas, you have a very positive self-image, and you have the ability to relax and let go and be happy. And when the lungs are out of balance, or you're dealing with some excessive grief, you will have difficulty coping with the loss, of course, and the changes that come with it. And you will go through a sense of alienation. And you experience a prolonged sense of sadness, which doesn't go away. Okay, and the lungs are also associated with attachment. So if you have a hard time letting go of people or incidents or even objects or experiences, or if you spend a lot of time reliving the past, you may experience an overwhelming, constant state of grief because you keep living in the past. You know, I am not saying to avoid grief, but just try to deal with it in a healthy way. That's all I'm saying. That's what I have to find myself doing. Catch myself and try and motivate myself and push myself out. Because when I get sad, you know, all kind of issues come up. And if we do breathing exercises, that can really release some of the grief. Because the grief is associated with the lungs. The way to release it more effectively is through deep breathing exercises. Ariel, yes, thank you for asking that question because that's something I really needed to let go. She's asked, Ariel is asking, what do I mean by deep breathing? By deep breathing, I mean breathing into the diaphragm and filling the lungs to capacity. Because this also helps to cleanse and detox the body. Okay, so doing that is a great benefit. It helps you to release the grief, and it helps to relax you, and it helps to detoxify the body. Okay? And let me just tell you some of the beneficial foods for the lungs. The flavor of the lung is pungent. The foods that are the most nourishing to the lungs are considered pungent in TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. And those are garlic, ginger, onion, cabbage, pears, walnuts, black pepper, sweet potatoes, radish, chili, asparagus, mustard greens, bananas, eggs, miso beans, cinnamon, leeks, and as I said, getting the acupuncture works to rebalance the body. But it's also helpful in removing emotional blockages too, okay? And opening things up so they can be released, okay? So acupuncture, I would recommend it 100%. Okay. All right, I'm gonna play another song. There we go. Who feels it knows?
Did you ever have to laugh? When you feel like crying,
when you feel like crying,
who feels it knows? Did you ever have to live?
Did you ever
when you feel like dying? Thank you.
To act like everything is fine and it really isn't. You know, but we don't go around wearing our emotions on our sleeves or try to make it through. But this is what I'm telling you. Don't hold in those emotions. Feel them and let them go. Okay, feel them, know how it feels. And you may feel like you get over it and it hits you again. And that's okay too. You're only human. And a lot of us is walking around with a lot of fear these days. The ISIS and the candidates for president is scary and everything else that is going on. It's just a hot mess. You know, if Mr. Martin Luther King was alive, I don't know what he would say these days. Which I wanted to big him up, you know, big up Mr. Martin Luther King for your birthday coming Monday. You know, we need to do a show on a great man like Mr. King. And back then, they had a lot of fear, but today, I think the fears are just, all the news for that damp, I don't watch news. I just hear about it from people. I try not to watch news. Some people say I'm irresponsible, but I just want to keep a sense of joy in my life. And the news is so depressing. Would you agree? Okay, so fear. And the emotion of fear is related to your kidneys, okay? And this relationship can be seen when extreme fear causes a person to, you get so frightened, you pee up yourself. You know that feeling? Or you feel like you want to pee when you get scared? And in children, this can also manifest as bedwetting too. Because, and that can be linked to insecurity and anxiety too. Okay, and long-term anxiety due to worrying about the future can also deplete the kidneys of the yin and yang and the qi too, and eventually leading to chronic weakness. Okay, so some treatment will involve tonifying the kidneys with yin or yang tonics. Okay, depending on the particular symptom. The emotions of the kidneys are fear and willpower. And when the energy of the kidneys weak, a person lives more in fear and acts with less determination than that of a person with a strong kidney chi. And when the energy of the kidney is strong, you know, you find that person making bold decisions and following through on their decisions with a strong mindset. And the kidney chi can deplete it in several ways, including spending excessive physical energy, having excessive sexual activity, yes, eating the wrong foods for the kidneys, and living in a fearful environment and experiencing mental and sexual abuse. Okay? And when the kidneys are negatively affected, a person may experience symptoms like ear ringing, lower back pain, osteoporosis, and issues with your central nervous system, your brain, and your spine. You may have some short-term memory. You may have premature graying of your hair and excessive cravings of salty foods. You may develop incontinence. You may also have infertility. You may have miscarriages. You know, you may have this feeling of cold, easy, you know, or hot flashes or night sweats or urinary tract infection or kidney infection or asthma. Okay, all of that can be symptoms of a weakened kidney chi. So what you can do for yourself is address the fears. When we take responsibility for our past and heal and forgive, then we can live without any more pain and completely release all the shame that we hold. And remember, it takes a lot of strong will and power to do this. Okay? It takes strong kidney chi to live with good will power. All right? Can I get into another one? Yep. Shock. Shock is the next one. And it's easily debilitating to the kidneys and the heart. Okay, the fight or flight reaction causes an excessive release of adrenaline from the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands sit on top of the kidney. And this causes the heart to respond with palpitation and anxiety and insomnia. Okay? And severe shock can have a long-term effect on the heart shape, as evident in victims of PTSD. Okay? Post-traumatic stress syndrome disorder. And the treatment involves psychotherapy and herbs that can calm the spirit and nourish the heart and kidneys, and regular acupuncture treatment. Okay? We need to work on ourselves, guys. We need to work on ourselves. Ariel, thank you for talking to me tonight and keeping my company, even though it's by text. But yes, a brand new kind of you. And you know, I actually have that song. I'm going to play that song. Ariel says for the new year, she's going to become a brand new her. And I love hearing that inspiration. And let me just play the song.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Don't be surprised. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal me. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long, long road to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. I've taken one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. I'll be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
You just inspired me. You know, you made me feel good with that comment that this year you're going to be a brand new you. I am so happy that I could have that effect on you so you can see and think and develop fullness from the inside. I love that, girl. And that is all for you. A brand new kind of you. Ariel, and for all the listeners out there, it's all for us, okay? We're going to work on us, for us, so we can bring out the best parts of us and bring out the best out of us. You have that responsibility for you, you know? Can I get into the heart? I have 19 minutes left. Would love to hear from you guys. Ariel, thank you for being in touch with me. And as I said, Stephen, thank you for being here. Let me just set the time and heal up everybody tonight. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Dwight. Thank you for being here, Nicole. I really appreciate all of you and all the newbies that I'm seen. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you logging on tonight. You know, spend every Saturday night with me. Would love to see you here. Thank you, Tori. I love to see you here tonight. Love it. Thank you for being here. Call me now. You guys, give me a call. Would you mind? No? That's all right. At least you're letting me know that you're here via texting and logging on. I really appreciate that, though. Really appreciate that. I don't want to get into the heart because I'm not going to finish it. But let me try. The heart. You know, being the principal organ of the vital faculty in your body, it is very, very sensitive to emotional states, okay? Because, you know, when you feel good and expressed, expansive and uplifting emotions, all of those things like courage and valor and honesty and compassion, all of those things strengthen the heart and it strengthens the spirits of your organs. Whereas constrictive based emotions like, you know, hurt and cowardness and guilt and remorse and deceit and double-mindedness, it weakens the heart. Okay, love and emotional will to live are also very important to the heart, because as you know, you can definitely die from a broken heart. Okay, the throat is the body's main communication center, and it's connected with the throat chakra. Just want to get as much in as possible. And the ability to come out and speak your truth is very important. And if you don't do it, it will often cause physical problems with the throat. And in extreme cases, you may even become mute and unable to speak. You know, when you stuff your emotions and feelings down somebody else's throat, it is not good for the health. And it increases the vulnerability to dysfunction and disease. Okay? The gallbladder, the bile is produced by the liver and stored in the gallbladder, which makes these two organs vulnerable to negative emotions like anger and irritability and frustration and jealousy and envy and resentment and all other anger-filled emotions. And these emotions are stored in the organs, okay? Anger and rage can explode upwards from the liver into the head, and that caused a lot of havoc, like migraines, red eyes, you know, those bloodshot eyes, muscular tension in the neck and the shoulders, you know, nervous and emotional tension and stress, as well as melancholic emotions like pensiveness and worry. You know, it will stagnate the flow of the natural force of the liver too, which in turn causes nervous, colicky stomach. And the stomach is a seething cauldron of emotions. Okay? It is intimately connected to the gastric center or the chakra, called the abdominal chakra, the sacral chakra, which governs the energy flow throughout the belly and the gut. Okay, so I got in as much as I could. I have some more, the intestines and the bowels. But, you know, do me a favor and don't let your knowledge stop here. You do some research on it, and if you're going through a particular emotion, you know, read up on it and see what organ it affects and see if you're having some issues with that organ. And I bet you would be. You know, check it out and continue your research. Would love to know that you're working on you just like all of us. All right, guys. Well, I just want to tell you, next week we'll be talking more about emotions. So, you know, connect up with me and see if we can fix ourselves and get ourselves ready for the new year. Take this couple few weeks of the new year and fix ourselves. Okay? And then you'll feel like this. Thank you.
I am a mountain. I am a tall tree. Oh, I am a swift wind sweeping the country. I am a river down in the valley. Oh, I am a vision, and I can see clearly. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, I'm that star up in the sky, I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it, I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope, when my back's against the ropes, I can feel it, I'm the world's greatest. Giant, I am an eagle. Oh, I am a lion down in the jungle. I am a marching band. I am the people. Oh, I am a helping hand. I am a hero. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, in the sky, from that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it, I'm the world's greatest, and I'm that little bit of hope, when my back's up against the rope, I can feel it, I'm the world's greatest.
In the ring of life I'll reign love,
I will reign,
and the world will know it.
One room, two cheers, and we have to use the one spoon. Give tongue, say me have something to consume. Long time me a prove be your number one true. Don't try to be us on the hill, and that's the damn truth. Me live by that, I never get confused. Time at the master, watch the minute and move. Yeah, I know you, the hillside. Some is a big up to my motivators, but the haters, none of them not to nothing for it. You will let them as some perpetrators, instigators, none of them not to nothing for it. Whoa, oh, them a wish for man fall, them a wish for man fall. Whoa, oh, them don't go from opening stars, them know the opening stars, yeah. Chris Brown dead, shoes land dead, passage for dead, like Marley's to break it. Yeah, put a foot to hold them, I go army. Me never left me army. I pray them, I pray, to see me in a gutter. Them want to see my mother burst without the butter. Judge and I go make me suffer. A hard life make man suffer. Some is a big up for my motivators. But the haters, none of them not do nothing for it. No one like them are some perpetrators, instigators, none of them not do nothing for it. Whoa, oh, them a wish for man fall, them a wish for man fall. Whoa, oh, them know what the opening stars, them know the opening stars. Yeah, if it be dead, and if it's different, you land dead, ready, ready. In New York. Hey, alright. This one is inspired by real life. I don't know you why I reach now, brother. I'm serious. Yeah.
Yeah. Big up to all my motivators, not the instigators, okay? And teach the youth them right. And that's what we must do. And that is why I just have few people who hate because I'm doing something good. But for all the haters, you know, you need to realize what you're hating for. Because nobody knows what tomorrow will bring. So you have to do your best that you can do today. And if you hate that, oh well, keep on hating. Because nobody know what tomorrow will bring.
Dear man, ready? All right.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting,
me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good and me have and just step over. Yes, me now go try to put me cap but me and can't reach now. Right now, me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day, day, yeah. That's why me no fret and me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting,
me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting,
me a do me ting.
Yeah, one life me have, me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me, say me can't puppet ears with them strings. Want tie me up, because me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah. And I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny, destiny. That's why me no worry.
have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, yeah, me just a go and do me thing. Yeah, what tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing,
just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother.
I stay focused on my dreams.
Yeah,
because my slice of the cake ain't your day. You can't tell me no day your day. Me a go find anywhere you day and give thanks to me of today.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Me just a go and do me thing.
Me just a go and do me thing.
Worry a music. Uplifting music, Dallas representing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing.
Blase, Zico, both of them. Let us unite the world with dance and harmony and just be free.
Be free and don't worry about no trouble. Be free, regardless of your struggle. Be free, forget your enemies. Be free and be free and don't worry about no trouble. Be free. Regardless of your struggles, be free. Forget your enemies, be free. And be free. It's just dance and rejoice. You think me do, that's my choice. I free my mind, I free my soul. That's where my heart will never grow. So, free your mind from mental slavery. Attack the world with bravery. Be yourself, no matter the cost, and never put your life on pause. Be free, don't worry about no trouble. Be free, regardless of your struggles. Be free, forget your enemies. Be free, and be free, and don't worry about no trouble. Be free, regardless of your struggles. Be free. To all listeners, the good, the bad, the rich, the poor, to all prisoners. There is no darkness in love. Wave your hand and praise the Father up above. Be free and give to the poor. Be free, cause tomorrow's not sure. Cherish the ones you adore and let God's blessing someone. Be free. Regardless of your struggles, be free. Forget your enemies, be free. And be free. And don't worry about no struggles, be free. Regardless of your struggles, be free. Forget your enemies, be free.